Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entrekin.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Entrekin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. Hope you guys had a good Tuesday of action on the diamond. 14 games as we had a rainout in Baltimore, but we had plenty of news, notes, and more to talk about. So we'll get you caught up here and then get you ready for Wednesday, May 15th, action on the diamond. News and notes from Tuesday. Bryce Harper was scratched from Tuesday's game with a migraine. He was able to pinch hit if necessary. Harper is expected back in the lineup on Wednesday. Kyle Schwarber returned on Tuesday, which is good to see after missing a few games. And JT Realmuto missed Wednesday's game, or Tuesday's game, and he's expected back on Wednesday after missing three games with his knee injury. So things are looking okay in Philadelphia. Austin Riley of the Atlanta Braves is feeling better today and remains day-to-day with his side injury. No IL stint seems necessary at this point in time. Zach Gelof of the Oakland Athletics was activated from the IL on Tuesday and was right back in the lineup hitting sixth. Left-handed pitcher Brady Basso was also recalled from AA, while left-handed pitcher Easton Lucas and outfielder Lawrence Butler were sent to AAA in the corresponding moves. Some positive Minnesota Twins news here. Royce Lewis was on the field before the game, ramping up his base running program. He's expected to do more aggressive movements later this week, and if all goes well, he'll start a rehab assignment very soon, potentially beginning of next week for Royce Lewis. Even better news, Byron Buxton tested out his knee before Tuesday's game. All went well. Buxton will head out on his rehab assignment in AAA St. Paul starting on Wednesday. The goal is to play Wednesday and Thursday, potentially return this weekend if all goes well. J.P. Crawford of the Seattle Mariners began his rehab assignment on Tuesday at AAA Tacoma. He's very close to returning also. Jonathan Aranda of the Tampa Bay Rays was reinstated from the IL on Tuesday, and Austin Shenton returned to AAA. Aranda should play plenty in the Rays rotation of infielders these days. Lots of platooning going on there in Tampa Bay. Rhys Hoskins, the Milwaukee Brewers, he left Monday's game with a hamstring injury on Tuesday. Hoskins was placed on the IL with said hamstring injury. He's expected to be out 2 to 4 weeks, which hopefully is the latter, but we shall see with soft tissue injuries. Owen Miller was recalled from AAA to take Hoskins' spot on the roster. Nico Hoerner of the Chicago Cubs was scratched from Tuesday's lineup with a hamstring injury. He tweaked his hamstring during batting practice, but the Cubs didn't want to push it and play him in the game. The Cubs will reevaluate Hoerner on Wednesday. Brandon Lau of the Tampa Bay Rays, after being reevaluated from a setback, was cleared to play to a pain tolerance, is what they said. Lau will work out in St. Pete the next few days. That's the single-A training facility for the Rays, and then he'll likely start a rehab assignment this weekend at AAA Durham. Ronel Blanco of the Houston Astros was ejected from Tuesday's game with a foreign substance on his glove. We'll wait further news on the situation. A lot of people said it was just sweat and rosin. We'll see. Time will tell on how this one gets evaluated by Major League Baseball. Chicago White Sox made some moves to their rotation. Michael Soroka heads to the bullpen while Brad Keller stays in the rotation for now. This happened earlier this year with Chris Flexen, who went to the bullpen, is back in the rotation. So the White Sox are not ruling out a chance that Michael Soroka returns to the rotation at some point this season. Joey Lucchesi of the New York Mets is expected to be called up and make the start on Wednesday for the Mets versus the Phillies. Lucchesi has a 2.58 ERA with 28 strikeouts over 38 and a third innings pitched and 7 AAA starts so far this season. Mark Vientos of the Mets is also expected to be called on from AAA on Wednesday. Brett Beatty is not likely to go down in the move, according to sources. So we are still waiting the corresponding move for Vientos to be coming up with the team. Vientos was hitting .284 with 6 home runs in 31 games at AAA. I'm a huge fan of Vientos' power. Would love to see him play regularly for the New York Mets. Here's the wacky, goofy side of things. Jorge Soler, he's been out on the IL with a shoulder injury. He was taking batting practice before Tuesday's game to see how he's feeling. Fouled a ball off the cage. It came back, hit him in the head. He had to leave with a trainer. Great. Just sums up Giants baseball in a nutshell. Well, after the game, it was revealed that Soler is doing fine. No issues with getting hit on the head. And even better news, Jorge Soler is heading to Sacramento, AAA Sacramento, to start a rehab assignment on Wednesday. Bobby Miller, the Los Angeles Dodgers, will throw two simulated innings in Arizona on Wednesday. If all goes well, Miller will throw either a 3-inning simulated game or head out on a rehab assignment this weekend. Evan Phillips of the Los Angeles Dodgers should throw off a mound on Wednesday and then should be able to return shortly after his 15-day IL stint is up. Patrick Bailey of the Giants was placed on the concussion IL once again. He just came off it a few days ago. He's back. That's not good to go back that quickly for concussions, folks. Marco Luciano was recalled from AAA. Looks like Blake Sable's the primary catcher for the Giants now. He's actually been hitting pretty well so far. So if you're desperate, he might get a serious look here for the Giants. Last but not least, Keaton Wynn. He was pitching well until he wasn't on Tuesday, and then he left Tuesday's start with trainers. After the game, it was revealed that Wynn has a forearm strain, and he is scheduled for an MRI on Wednesday. All right, before we look at the highlights from the day and a peek ahead at Wednesday on the diamond, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsors. And welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Inchkin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. Some hitting highlights from Tuesday. Andrew Vaughn woke up in a big way in game two of the double dip. Went 2-for-3 with 2 homers, 2 runs scored, 4 RBIs, and a walk. Over Vaughn's last 16 games with the White Sox, he's hitting .279 with 3 home runs, 6 runs scored, and 9 RBIs. Randy Arozarena, slow start to the season, hitting it going in most categories except batting average of late. On Tuesday, Randy Arozarena went 1-for-5 with a homer, 2 runs scored, and an RBI. Over Randy's last 11 games, he's hitting .220, 5 home runs, 8 runs scored, 9 RBIs, and 3 stolen bases. So he's producing everywhere but batting average right now for one Randy Arozarena. Trey Lipscomb of the Washington Nationals in game two of the doubleheader went 3-for-3 with a run scored, an RBI, a walk, and 3 stolen bases. He went 4-for-7 on the day. Over Lipscomb's last 16 games, he's hitting .314 with no home runs, but 8 runs scored, 5 RBIs, and 6 stolen bases. So there is something to like there with Lipscomb if you don't need power. Make sure y'all check out the Daily Batters Box article on PitcherList.com for more details on the day's top hitters. Some starting pitching highlights from Tuesday. Reese Olson was outstanding. So was Ryan Weathers in this game. Both great. But Reese Olson, 8 shutout innings, 3 hits, no walks, 6 Ks for the Detroit Tigers. Did not get the win, though. Olson had 13 whiffs and a 29% CSW on 96 pitches. Olson's been really, really good this year. 8 starts so far. Sadly, an 0-4 record for Reese Olson, which is crazy when you see a 209 ERA, a 377 xFIP with 41 Ks and 47 and a third innings pitched. Eric Fede of the Chicago White Sox continues to just dazzle. 7 shutout innings for Eric Fede, 3 hits, no walks, and 6 strikeouts. Fede had 6 whiffs and a 24% CSW on 99 pitches. He's now made 9 starts this year, and Fede has a 2.6 ERA, a 3.58 xFIP with 50 strikeouts and 52 innings pitched. Just continues to prove doubters very, very wrong. Michael Wacha, 6 innings, 1 earned, 3 hit, 2 walks, and 7 Ks. On Tuesday, he had 10 whiffs and a 26% CSW on 94 pitches. That's back-to-back dazzlers with 13 Ks in his last 2 starts. It's always an up-and-down season for Wacha, but he finds ways to, more often than not, keep you in games. Kind of a Kyle Gibson-light Michael Wacha these days. Make sure you tune into the Plus Pitch Podcast with Nick Pollock, Reed's Daily SP Roundup, to get caught up on all things starting pitching. Some relief pitching highlights from Tuesday. Kyle Finnegan picked up his 13th save of the season. AJ Puck, save number 1. Puck came off the IL on Tuesday, picked up the save. That is some big boy stuff there. Trevor McGill picked up his 5th save of the season for the Brew Crew. Manuel Clase, save number 12. Ryan Helsley, save number 13, which is awesome. Tyler Kinley of the Rockies, save number 1. Jalen Beeks needed a breather after picking up 3 saves in the last 4 games. So Kinley got the save there. The Rockies are somehow producing right now. And then James McArthur picked up his 10th save of the year for the Kansas City Royals. Make sure you read the Daily Reliever Ranks article on PitcherList.com for more information about all things relief pitching. All right, let's take a peek ahead at Wednesday's action on the diamond, May 15th. A lot of day games, a lot of night games. We're looking at DFS, 7-game main slate starting at 7:10 p.m. Eastern time. Some good pitching here. Tanner Houck going up against the Tampa Bay Rays. Charlie Morton versus the Cubs. Todd Bradley versus Boston, John Gray versus Cleveland, and Griffin Canning's very cheap versus the St. Louis Cardinals. Some bats I'm looking forward to, Texas Rangers versus Cookie Carrasco, Houston versus Aaron Brooks making the start for the A's, Atlanta versus Javier Assad, Minnesota versus Marcus Stroman, and if you want to get sneaky, Oakland Athletics versus Framber Valdez. Oakland has been really good of late versus lefties and righties, but Framber is struggling as well. So something to keep in mind on that one. Some things I'm looking forward to on Wednesday, Logan Webb versus the Dodgers. Webb's been really on the struggle bus in the last few starts, so that'll be quite interesting to see how that one pans out. Robert Gasser, first the Pittsburgh Pirates. Gasser making his second MLB start through six strong innings in his debut with no walks and four Ks. Garrett Crochet versus the Nats. Crochet has been outstanding. He had three rough starts in the middle of the season, or his season so far. It was good, good, good. Three rough ones. It's been outstanding since then. Really looking forward to a nice matchup versus the Nats. Michael King versus the Colorado Rockies. King's coming off back-to-back absolute gems, including a stellar outing versus Los Angeles Dodgers. Now you get the Road Rockies, who blew up on Tuesday, so we'll see how they do on Wednesday and see if Michael King can bring them back down to life. Ranger Suarez versus the Mets. Ranger Suarez is a quality start machine, and the Mets have a 42 WRC plus versus left-handed pitching over the last month. They have been atrocious versus left-handed pitching, so Ranger Suarez, go get some sun. And then a pitching matchup in Boston, Taj Bradley versus Tanner Houck. Really, really looking forward to that one. But that'll do it, folks. Another episode of the First Pitch Podcast in the books. Before we head on out, make sure y'all check out pitcherlist.com. Go get PL Plus, PL Pro. You won't regret it. Get you a lot of cool new things like PLV Plus. Probably more stuff coming down the pipeline there. Get you the weekend Fab Pitching Podcast by Nick Pollock. Get you projections and so much more, including an amazing Discord with some of the best people in the community. So go check that out. Pitcherlist.com, PL Plus, PL Pro. You won't regret it. That'll do it, folks. Another episode in the books. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow to recap Wednesday's full day of action and get you ready for Thursday. But for now, this is your First Pitch Podcast, Wednesday, May 15th edition. Hope you all have a nice day.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter at PitcherList. And help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.